Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Christiana, everybody, also known as Lady Goldie. Let's see, I have about four callers waiting in line. So I'm going to do my best to get to all of you today. I wanted to remind you, for starters, that... Excuse me. I wanted to remind you that in the detailed description for this blog talk show, you'll see, in the detailed description for this show, you'll see that I posted a link to my group, Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. So that is my group, and I ask that after you receive your reading, sometime this evening, go click on that link, ask to join the group, and I'll approve you. And then leave a review on how you felt your reading went. This really helps to propel me forward in my business as a psychic, and helps other clients, you know, when they read the testimonials, to see that I'm accurate and good at what I do, so more people will be interested. I will also start to ask for donations. It's really important that you donate, because it helps me to make ends meet and makes doing the show possible, so I can pay for it and take care of my needs. Okay, so let's see. Okay, I'm going to start. Take the first call. 805 area code.
Hi, Christiana. This is Donna. Hello.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Well, there's two things. I'm not in a relationship, and I wanted to know if there's one coming up. I'd like to get married at one point. That's my focus. And then also a part-time job. And then I wanted to ask if I was going to be able to stay where I'm living. If you see me living there, for everything's going to be okay.
One question.
Okay.
I have to get to other people, too.
Then it's about the relationship, then.
Relationship. Okay. So all I ask is that you just open yourself up and let down your walls energetically, so I can see what's going on and connect to you. Okay, I see. I see a gentleman that's probably in his, I'm thinking, late 30s to 40s, somewhere in there.
Okay, I'm 63. That's kind of young. I'm 63.
Well,
but I don't think I'd go that young. But maybe it's someone coming into my life that's going to introduce me to his father. That could be.
Well, so this guy, he's tall, he has very dark hair, almost black, very dark brown eyes, and kind of tan skin. He might be Spanish or something.
Okay.
Very handsome.
Italian.
Yeah. Could be Italian. Very handsome, with a bright white smile, and seems like he would be actually compatible with you. So I wouldn't limit your. I wouldn't close the door. You know.
I don't like him 30 years younger, though. I'd feel like that was my child or something. You know what I mean? That's pretty young. That'd be 33 years younger. I could see 10 years,
no,
maybe.
No, I said 30 40s, so he could be somewhere in
there. Okay.
He could be 49.
That'd be all right. Yeah.
I'm not sure of the exact. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, he seems like a very friendly, outgoing person, likes to laugh, likes to joke around. Like I said, he seems like a good match for you.
Oh, good.
But just keep yourself in, because I feel like you have some fear in you, like maybe you're not going to find somebody, or like you'll meet somebody and think, oh, that's not the right person, but you got to just give it some time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you have to be attracted, and there's certain personality traits I like in someone.
Yeah. Definitely important. Okay, well, I am going to have to get to the next reading.
All right, thank you.
So, do you think, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
I can hear you.
Okay. I was just going to ask you to leave a review, if you could, in my group.
I don't have a computer, but if I can figure out how to do it on my phone, I'll do it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, next area code, 219.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, I'm wondering about my finances, if they're going to improve.
Okay. Would you be able to turn off your TV?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
So
yes,
the
I was
first
wondering
thing
how
I got.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The first thing I got was that it's going to take about a year before things improve financially, and it's going to be like a slow progression to where you get more and more stable as time goes on, and you budget and, you know, come up with a specific plan for how you're going to spend each cent every month and pay off any debt you have, or at least do payments. So it will take some time to like plan it out, but I'm sure there's an app or like a website where you could do charting, and it will show you like on a pie chart or something where most of your money is going.
Okay.
So that could help just get organized. It can help to have a visual. Do you happen to kind of spend money loosely, like eating out and stuff?
Yes.
You do? Okay,
because
I was seeing that, and that you really should not do that. it's definitely somewhere where you could invest your money into other things that are more important, and just like make your meals at home.
Okay.
You know, because eating out is a luxury, but it's just a way to make sure you have enough to take care of important stuff.
Okay.
All right. Well, in the description box, I did post a link for a review, so if you could leave me
Yes, I saw that. Not yes, I will.
Okay. There's only a limited amount of time, and I want to make sure I get to everybody. But if you want to get reading, I suggest getting a hold of me in my group. Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. In the description box, just click on it, ask to join, and I'll add you, and you could shoot me a message there. Or just post something in the group that you're interested in the reading. Okay. Okay, next person, 860 area code.
Hello.
Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. I was wondering what you see for my love life. I feel like I'm really in a good place. So I'm wondering if you see anybody coming into my life soon.
Okay, and I should ask what your name is?
Yes.
Your name? What is your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Amla.
Okay, so what I got was that it's going to be dating. Just kind of nothing serious, just like meeting different guys, going out to meeting these guys, dates, but nothing that I don't see anything really long-term anytime soon. I think it's going to be, and I don't want to discourage you, but I think it's going to be a few years before you really find that person that...
Okay. So you don't, you know, you just see me going out with just a few people and then that's it?
For now.
I don't know. I feel like I'm really ready, so I don't know. It can change, right? It could change. Hello?
Hello, everyone. So sorry, the call dropped. So I apologize to the lady that I was doing a reading for. Like I was saying, this gentleman is going to have blonde hair. So I see him having blonde hair, being of a shorter stalker. I can't talk today, sorry. Like a shorter, stocky guy. So he's very charming. So that is the guy that you'll meet. Okay, next caller is calling from a 111 area code.
Hello, Christiana.
Hi. Who's calling and how can I help you?
Hi, Joanna. I have a relationship question. I've had some very traumatic things happen to me in the past few weeks, and now it's making me look at the gentleman in my life in a different way. And I'm wondering if you see me, if continuing on with him, or will these experiences make me, you know, go into a different direction in my life, in other words?
In this situation, it would be best if you just, if you moved on and let go of him, because it just looks like he's going to continue to your life and continue.
Okay.
Sorry, I got her call. Anyways.
Okay.
I have to call in on my phone. Anyways, as I was saying, he's going to continue to disrupt your life and cause problems.
Okay.
You almost...
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. It keeps breaking up.
Did you hear anything that I said?
I didn't hear the end part, just the continue to cause problems, and then after that, you dropped off.
Okay, sorry about that. I don't think it's going to work out with him. He's going to, like I said, continue to be disruptive, and I see him not being able to connect to you emotionally immature.
Yes, you're right.
Does that sound like him, like he pushes you away?
Yes, exactly. That is exactly him.
Okay, because I have an image of him, like, throwing his hands out and kind of in a pushing motion. Like he's just pushing you away. And not connecting you emotionally. Yeah,
right.
it would be best to move on. But of course, that's your decision.
Right. Well, thank you so much and bless you. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Again, please make sure that you leave a review in my group. Click on the link in the detailed description. It's Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. Okay, next caller, 650 area code.
Hi, Christiana. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Miranda. And I have a question regarding a home. I'm trying to purchase a home, although I'm not in any rush, but I'm looking consistently online. And nothing has surfaced yet, and I was just wondering what you pick up regarding me finding my home.
Okay, so you haven't found one yet?
No.
Okay, you'll find one. Let's see. I'm not getting a specific... a specific month, but from what I could see, it's a smaller house. It's a white house, and it's smaller.
Is it smaller than what I have? I'm not sure what you mean by smaller.
Yeah, it would probably be a little smaller. It's not going to be exactly like the ideal, like what you ideally wanted, but it's still like a good option.
That doesn't make sense because the whole idea of me moving is actually to get a larger space and I'm not going to compromise. So that doesn't make sense, but whatever. Thank you.
Okay, so that was kind of rude. Let's see. Next caller? I don't believe there's a number. Hello?
Hello, my name's Mike.
Hi, Mike. How can I help you today?
Yes, question. I'm pursuing a insurance, like claim per se, in regards to an accident, and lawyers are just getting started. And I was just curious if you kind of get an idea around, kind of the value that I'll receive.
Actually, because it's legally, there's legal
matters in this case. I can't answer anything pertaining to anything legal.
Okay, well, no, it's not necessarily legal advice. It's just in regards to the monetary reward.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't do readings like that. Okay, so everybody, I can't do readings that pertain to health, like pregnancy or anything medical or health related. I can't do anything pertaining to anything legal or any kind of settlement that you'll receive. So, yeah, health, legal, anything pertaining to criminal case or accident or a crime that somebody committed or something. I can't do anything like that. All right. Next caller, 216 area code.
Hello. Hi. My name is Sharon.
Hi. How can I help you today?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Am I coming through all right?
Yes, you're coming through, and I'll give you a rating after I'm done, just to let you know that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, my question to you is, I've been trying for the past 2 years to change careers, story of my life. I was offered a job, and it lasted for 4 weeks. The man that who hired me didn't think I had enough construction experience. I was in financial for 20 years. I passed all the tests and everything. I just didn't have enough construction. So we agreed that I just left. The question I'm asking you is, the good news is my girlfriend's a recruiter. I got a temp job, which is so good. I started it yesterday, Monday. So that'll hold me over for a couple of weeks. And I'm still getting responses from my resumes because, I mean, I was only there for a couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying? So do you feel me getting an offer soon? I didn't mean to give you so much detail. I know. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. It helps usually if you don't give me the detail until after I do the reading. That goes for everyone's reading. But, you know, I understand people, they need to talk about stuff. So, okay, do you mind if I do a pendulum reading for this?
No, whatever. Yeah, go ahead, whatever that is.
Okay, and can you just ask the question one more time and like yes or no?
Yes. When will I get a new offer for a new career direction? How's that?
Okay, it needs to be more specific. Like, will I get a new offer?
Will I get a new offer? How's that? Like, will I get a new offer in the next, 90 days? Excuse me.
Hey everybody, I am very sorry that the call keeps dropping. I'm very sorry about that.
Okay.
So the pendulum said no. So it's not going to happen this year. It will probably take longer.
Oh wow, that's what it said.
Yeah. It's usually, pendulum's usually pretty accurate. Sometimes it can be a little off and give the wrong answer, but it's usually pretty accurate.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Yeah, I don't want to tell people to okay. I don't know if Have I taken your reading yet?
Hi, this is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. How can I help you today?
I had a question regarding career. Basically, I am employed. I've been there for about 2.5 years, but there's no growth expansion there for me, so I'm looking for something, you know, better benefits, pay, better outlook. I mean, I've put a few things out there. I haven't gotten any callbacks or interviews yet, anything. Basically, it's just thank you for applying, or we move on with other candidates, and, you know, that's a response I've been getting, but I'm not giving up, and I continue to look daily. And I wanted to see what you're picking up as far as me finding this new position.
Okay, I see a position where you'll be working, like, at a desk, doing a lot of typing on a computer. So
Okay.
So that's what I, the first image that I got.
Right,
so
but are you...
something will come along this year. Huh?
Yeah, but I don't want something at the same... I mean, I do have a degree, I do have a profession. I'm not a typist. I'm a technical support engineer, so it will have to be something along those lines. I'm not just going to take anything just to get another job, you know, because I do have a job right now, basically, yeah.
Okay, well, all I can do is tell you what I see.
All right.
Well,
so are you picking up a time frame or anything, about the company?
By this fall. October, around October.
Okay.
And the name of a company, I'm not getting a specific name.
Right, no, that's fine. But do you see, like, what type of industry or what they do or anything?
I'm asking Spirit to give me more information and... They're not giving me anything. That's all I'm getting right now.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Take care, bye.
Gosh, I feel like my readings aren't going very well today, so please don't take offense to what I say. I'm just, all I can do is tell you what I see and feel, and that's about it. And if you want a more in-depth reading, you can click on the link in the description box, join the group, I'll approve you, and make sure you leave a review for your reading. And if you want, just shoot me a message there asking for a detailed reading, and I can give you a longer reading for up to an hour. Right now, the readings are free, but I will start to ask for donations. But I definitely need the reviews. Okay. I'm not sure if I got to this caller yet, but it's a 708 area code.
Hello.
Hi, this is Christiana. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Delphine.
Hi, Al. Can I help you today?
I'm dating someone, and I was wondering how do you see that going, or if you see someone new coming.
Okay. I see that you're going to be dating this guy for
for a while, but it's going to be, like, I see with him that you can have a lot of ups and downs with him and kind of be wondering where he's at with things, how he's feeling, you know, and what he's up to when he's not around you and that sort of thing. Like, he might leave you feeling kind of lonely at times. Does that sound like him?
Okay. Yep.
It does?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I usually ask after I do a reading to just double check and make sure that I'm connecting with you and him and everybody involved. Yeah, it's going to be a while. I'm not seeing anybody, any new people coming in soon. But I think you guys will be okay even with the ups and downs. You'll work through it.
Okay. So you think he's
okay.
Done it because it's a little up and down. So you think you can work, like?
Yeah, there is potential for it to be long term. Because I see him being in the picture for quite a while.
You see him being okay in the picture.
You know, I see him, you and him dating for quite some time.
Okay.
Okay.
You
well, thank
like
you for
cares.
Calling. I have to get to the next caller, but thank you for calling. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Next caller, 561 area code.
Hello, Christiana. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Stacy, and I'm starting a temp job tomorrow, and I just wanted to know how long you see it lasting.
Okay. First off, I'm going to start off saying that time frames are really not my specialty, but I got about like a month, 1 to 2 months.
Oh, okay, that's good. That, you know what, that's great because that's what they said. Somebody's out on maternity leave, so it makes sense.
Okay, well, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, so it's going to go good, you know what I'm saying, because I'm happy, you know. I've been out of work for you know what I'm saying, my unemployment's up, and since my unemployment, which is only 3 months, I've been out for 1 week. So I guess it's not bad, you know. I guess between me and you, I'm relieved. I'm relieved right now that you told me that. As long as it's not a day, 2 days, because, you know, I've had so many false promises. You go on interviews, rejection, and then one place said come in for an interview, and then the job was filled already. I got a call before that, but you understand. I'd been running around here, you know, everywhere for interviews, and haven't gone. You know, I get a couple of interviews each week, but this is like a temp staffing, and they push you somewhere.
Has this been going on with you for quite some time?
Yes, for the past 3 years.
Yeah, you've called in about this before, haven't you?
I don't remember. It's probably a lot of other people have the same problem as me. I've been at a job for a decade, you know, and then the last few years it's been stagnant because rent is expensive for some of the areas for them to pay. And the workflow, you know, there's a lot of downsizing and jobs closing. So it's hard to find work. Even though the unemployment rate is low, there's 17,000 people in my county, in Palm Beach County, that are unemployed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I think everything's going to work out just fine for you, so just hang in there. I do have to get to the next caller, but thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you. I still want to listen in.
Okay. Okay, next caller, let's see, 913 area code.
Hi, I just wanted to see, I wanted to know, like, what you see going on in my love life at all, if you see anyone coming in or what.
And your name?
Sarah.
This might be kind of an odd question, but are Hispanic guys attracted to you? Have you noticed that?
I'm sorry, what?
Have you noticed that Hispanic men are attracted to you?
Not really. I mean, it's just kind of like a variety, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, this guy seems like he's Hispanic. So I see someone, he's short, pretty short, but he seems like, you know, he seems like a really nice, gentle person. And he'll be coming into your life this winter, so more towards the end of the year.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
well,
awesome.
Well,
thank
you.
Thanks.
Okay, next caller, 856 area code. Hello, this is Christiana. 856, hello.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How can I help you today?
I'd like to know what you see for me around work. I'm on a contract right now, but it's going to be ending soon, and I was hoping to see if you see me getting another contract.
A contract for work?
Yes.
Okay, so I got a yes, and that by this fall.
So would that be October or November?
Yeah, around October. Yep.
Okay. Well, that would be a good thing. So immediately after this contract is over, I should get another contract. Do you think that'll be a long-term contract, or is that short-term?
It seems more, feels short-term to me.
Okay. I have to get to the next caller.
But thank you for calling. I'll
put
you on hold to listen. Okay, next caller is... Again, I see a lot of calls are dropping, which is okay, but I just want to remind all of you to please join my group, my psychic group. Leave a review for your reading, and if you're interested in a longer reading where I can go more in depth, just let me know in the group. I usually don't let people request readings there, but it's okay if you do. So. Okay, so I hope when I go to my group that I'll see some people requesting to join. All right, so next caller is 561 area code.
Michelle.
Hi, how can I help
hello?
You today?
What do you see with my love life?
As far as somebody new coming in?
Yes.
I'm not seeing anybody anytime soon. What I'm seeing is actually that right now is the time for you to work through some of your past issues and traumas from your life that center around or that have spilled over into relationships. And these are, it's like, it's trauma from the past. So in order to really draw the right person and maintain a long-term relationship, you have to find a way, a healthy way. Hello?
I couldn't hear you for a second. What?
You have to find a way to release those fears and that trauma from the past in order to open, you know.
Well, I took a couple years off.
Mm-hmm. I'm still seeing that there's a lot more work that you can do.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Again, I forgot to remind some of you to leave a review in my group, please. Okay, and the next card. 479-84.
Hi. I have a similar question to the last several people that called. Just wondering about my love life.
Okay. I see a young gentleman with kind of sandy brown hair, or like a light brown. Really, somebody that makes you laugh a lot. I see somebody like that coming into your life. As far as when.
Well, I already know somebody that fits that description, so that's good.
Okay, well, it could be him then. Is he of a smaller build, slender?
If he what?
Is this guy like slender and not very tall?
No, he's pretty tall.
Hmm. Okay, well, well, I know that he has brown hair and that he has a really good sense of humor, so this guy is definitely a good match for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, and take care. I was saying take care of the period when I said it. okay. Next caller is 857. Here you go.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you and who's calling?
This is Lisa. It's nice to hear your voice again. I'm glad you're back on Blog Talk.
Yeah, I thought you sounded familiar. So,
yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah, I know. I took some time off, had some stuff to work through, but now I'm back at it with the reading.
Good. Things are good?
So,
things are good with you?
Yeah. Yeah, they're
good.
Yeah, things are going well right now.
I'm glad to hear that.
All right, thank you. So what can I help you with today?
Well, recently had to walk away from a friend, and I just want to know if you see this friendship healing.
Okay. I'm not seeing it. What I'm seeing is that this is like a chapter that's been closed. You know, it's like done and over with.
Yeah.
To where you two won't have any form of contact with each other again. And if you try to contact this person, they probably wouldn't respond, so it's best to just not try. It's a male, right?
It's a what?
He's a male. He's a man, right?
I'm trying
to figure out what sex this person was, and I thought he's a male. Am I correct?
Yes, he is.
Okay, and he seems like a highly sensitive person that can easily get hurt. You know, very, and when he hurts very deeply. So,
did I hurt him?
I think you did, but it was indirectly. I don't think that you had any intention of hurting him.
Okay.
But he's very sensitive type of person.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like him? Is he a very sensitive person?
Okay.
No, I'm asking if that sounds like him.
I think that he could be sensitive, but he won't say anything. We haven't really communicated in about 6 months. I see him on a daily basis, but he just seemed like he just started to pull away from me. Basically just stopped talking, and then he became angry. It seemed like he was angry, like all, he just seemed angry. Yeah, he just seemed angry, and he just doesn't express it. He expressed it through anger. So this started happening probably within 6 months.
Yeah, he's like the person that just kind of keeps it locked away inside. So,
yeah. He just doesn't communicate.
It didn't work out.
Yeah. So it was something that I did.
Well, I wouldn't quite put it that way. I think it was more his interpretation of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean by that? Like, you didn't really intentionally do anything to hurt him, but it was how he understood it that he decided that you hurt him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know what it is that I did, because he's like, he doesn't say anything. So there's no way in which I can rectify or even apologize, which I did tell him, you know, I'm sorry. I don't know what I did, but I'm sorry. You know, I've been going through my own thing. I'm sorry. And, you know, I just don't know
Was it something that you said? Do you think that you may have said something to him that could have hurt him?
Could have. Yeah, I could have. But we haven't really talked.
I think it's something that you might have said, that he took the wrong way and internalized it.
Okay. Yeah, because then he became angry and standoffish, and just didn't say and just didn't communicate with me. And I'm very vocal. I'm very verbal, and he isn't. So I always felt like I needed to walk around on eggshells with him, because I've always felt that I needed to walk around on eggshells with him.
Yeah, he's a very private person. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that things didn't exactly go as you would have liked, but I wish you well, and
thank you.
All right, well, thank you. I'll put you on hold to listen. Seems like I'm having a stuttering problem today. Sorry about that, everybody. Okay,
Two oh three
area code.
Hello.
Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Hi. I was calling. I wanted to ask a question. Oh, there goes my clock. Hold on. One second. I was calling to ask a question related to my love life. I just wanted to ask if you see Jeff and I reconnecting again.
What's your name again?
My name?
Mm-hmm.
My name's Victoria.
Yeah, I am seeing that you two will reconnect and that it will be, you'll share a lot of tender-hearted moments, like very, kind of like emotional, very sweet times together. So yeah, he seems like a really, really, really good match for you.
Okay. Do you know when I'll hear from him? Because I haven't talked to him since December.
It seems like it's going to be towards the end of the year. So, again in December.
Okay. Do you know why? Like, I haven't heard from him this whole time, or why it's still going to be a while?
I don't think it's anything personal. He's just kind of dealing with his own stuff, his own life right now, and getting things situated in his life. So I don't think it's anything personal against you.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get to the next caller, but thank you for calling, and I will put you on hold to listen if you'd like. Okay, I'm not sure if I got to this caller yet, but it's a 561 area code.
Hello?
Hi.
Yep. Hi. Do you see, I'm going to an event the beginning of November, and I was wondering if you see me connecting.
Any what?
You see me meeting anyone.
I see you talking, like chatting with some people, but I don't see anything. I don't see anything, like, beyond that event at the moment.
Oh, no romance. Okay. Do you see any romance coming?
Not this year. I'm not seeing any of that this year. But hang in there, because, you know, sometimes it takes a while to find the right person. All right. Well, thank you for calling. I'm putting you on hold to listen right now. I have, let's see, a few more callers. 631 area code.
Okay.
Hello. Hello. Okay. Hi, did I get to your call yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, did I get to your call yet?
No, I'm area code 978, hon.
Okay. So how can I help you today, and what's your name?
My name is Kathleen. Some people call me Kay. And I wanted to know if you ever saw me remarrying again, or if you saw my boyfriend moving in with me. If I remarried, it wouldn't be to him. But I didn't know if you saw me remarrying, or if his name is Richie, if you saw him eventually moving in with me.
Well, I did see a relationship, so it's probably with the guy that you just mentioned, but I'm not seeing a marriage. So that, you know, it ties in with what you were saying. I didn't see a marriage, though.
Well, do you see him moving in with me, and when? Because this has been a battle for us back and forth.
I'm getting that it's going to be a while, possibly around May of next year.
Oh. Okay.
But
and yeah,
I try
ahead.
To remind people that I work with that time frames are not exactly my specialty. It's just kind of more like a general kind of around the time that things will happen. So.
Well, can I ask one more thing?
No, not today. I do have to get to other callers, but thank you for calling. Thanks for calling. Take care. Okay. So, some time in the show, and since this is a psychic show, well, what I've been doing in my psychic group, Enchant Psychic Reading by Christiana. See, I have this group now because I've been mainly just doing psychic readings for people. And at one point I was accepting donations, but now I'm back to doing readings and getting reviews for them to build up a clientele. The readings will be... I am so sorry. My calls keep dropping. I'm calling in from my phone, and where I live, the reception is really bad. So I really do apologize for that. As I was saying, I don't know where it cut me off, but I'm mainly doing psychic readings now, and I do a lot of it on Facebook and in my Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. Be sure to join the group. Be sure to leave feedback. I will add you, and you can also request a reading of up to 60 minutes. The readings are free, but like I said, just be sure to leave a review. This show, I used to call it Promised Life Coaching, so it was my main intent was to have it be a call or a place for, you know, where I would give life coaching lessons, but it turned... it was more of a blend of life coaching and psychic readings, but not just mainly psychic readings. And I throw in some life coaching here and there. All right. Well, since the call keeps dropping, I'm going to end the show now. And I will be back with all of you once again. I'm thinking that I'll do a show tomorrow evening. Around 6 p.m. again. Thank you, everybody, for listening. For those of you who called in, thank you so much. And for those of you that will listen to this podcast, thank you so much for listening. I really enjoy doing this, and I love to do the readings and keep busy and connect with others. And I would really look forward to giving you a longer reading. So just get in touch with me in my group. And the link for that group, again, is in the description box. All right, thanks, everybody. Take care. Many blessings to you.